It's Invasive Species Awareness Week, and Washington has a new tool in the fight against non-native freshwater mussels that authorities say could cost us millions if they reach our state. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to Black Lake, south of Olympia, to learn more.
Sergeant Pam Taylor displays a sample of the pests she's targeting and her new method for scouting them out.
These are what I put in the little socks to train Puddles.
Puddles is a rescue dog from a shelter in California, and Taylor, with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, is her handler.
Yeah, they're mussels, aren't they, bud?
An affectionate, short-haired white mutt with black spots, Puddles is thought to be a Jack Russell Terrier mix. She got the job based on her personality.
She was probably a rambunctious dog that tore things apart wherever she went. They're high-strung, they're obsessed. Initial testing is obsession with a ball or a toy, because they need to want to work for that.
She's obsessed with a pull toy that she only gets if she finds invasive quagga or zebra mussels.
These are mussels that I scraped off a boat. These are quagga mussels, and these are adults, so you see how small they are at adult size?
They're smaller than a thimble. Puddles can detect their larvae with her nose before they're even visible, and she's faster than human inspectors. The state is doing all it can to keep these invasive mussels out. If they take hold, they quickly coat and clog motors and pipes needed for things like irrigation and hydroelectric power, ruining infrastructure that can cost millions to repair. It's illegal to transport or spread invasive species. Violators can face jail time and steep fines. But so far, Puddles hasn't nabbed anyone.
Fortunately, she has not found anything coming into the state, because there's only one of her and two check stations and 32,000 boats. So if she found them, we'd have a problem.
She started her job in May. Her work is supported by a grant from the Bureau of Reclamation. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.